ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नम ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे। निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशतारिणे। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, nice to be back in this holy community and college. I was not disconnected from the college, I was making connections for the college. And we had actually very good meetings with the Krishna Bhanti School in the UK. Navin Krishna Prabhu, who came here last June for our trustee meeting, he's the director of the I Foundation, which is a foundation directed by ISKCON devotees, which aims to develop different projects, and particularly now is focusing on primary and secondary schools. And they have received approval for already for four Hindu schools run by ISKCON, organized by ISKCON. And they are government-funded by the UK government, 100%. So this is actually a very big achievement. And the good news for us, for particularly for Bhaktivedanta College, is that our graduates, if they wish to become a primary or secondary school teacher, they can pursue such a career path. So we're making very good connections. Next month, we're going to do a tour in the UK, the Manor, Leicester, and some other, the Pandavasenas, congregational groups of the UK Yatra, to present this project together. The school needs for next year, they need 20-plus teachers. And if they don't have devotees, they have to hire teachers who are not devotees. The principal of one of the schools is a Christian, because there was no devotee professionally qualified to do the job properly. So we need to, these are opportunities which are manifesting. Then also we made good connections in India with the Chaupati community. I will not give all the details, but there are possibilities to explore help from the Chaupati community for the college. Some good discussions took place. I don't want to promise more than over-promise and under-deliver, but do it the other way around. But the fact is that the discussions were very positive. And then also in the Middle East, we met many devotees who were interested in the college, and we may garner also some students or support from these connections. This is a brief report of the travel. Also, the GBC meetings were very, very positive. There were discussions about improving ISKCON in many different ways. In terms of educational development, the Education Committee made a presentation of the need of a fully-fledged ISKCON University. It is a project that may take some years. Bhaktivedanta College is a seed for such a tree of the university, and it is actually, there are very good prospects in terms of being able to participate, those of you who wish, as pioneers of such a project, if Krishna allows it to manifest in this lifetime that we can see. Of course, many of you are younger, quite younger than I, so you may see it, I may not see it. But even if I don't see it, if you see it, I will be happy. So it is. If I can see it, it's better. So, okay, topical class. This is the fifth topical class we are having on the topics related to this entitled Vaishnava Principles and Character. This module, it is at least the third year we are doing it in this present format. Every Tuesday, teachers and students alternatively are lecturing on topics related. It is actually a semi-systematic format. Semi-systematic because there is flexibility, but there are certain topics we intend to cover during the whole school year. For the college students, it's part of the training program. For the community, it offers an opportunity to review essential topics in a, as we were saying, semi-systematic way. The essential topics are the direct principles and practices of bhakti, such as chanting Hare Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity of the Lord, living in a holy place, and associating with devotees, and also activities and principles indirectly related to these direct practices of bhakti, such as cultivating good qualities, developing character, good character, sadachar. What is good character? Is to understanding it and to apply it in real life. Principles of varna, practical occupation in this world. Ashrama, the different stages of life a person goes through, and how to live an honorable life in varna and ashram, performing devotional service to the best of our ability, and aiming to develop pure love of Godhead in this lifetime, or at least coming as closer as possible to the goal, according to our own personal situation. This year, this is, although I am supervising this module, this is the first class I participate in this year. Sorry about that, but something I wanted to ask you in the beginning, but I thought, okay, it doesn't matter if it is not right at the beginning. This is the fifth class. We had two teachers lecturing. First was Gopinath Acharya Prabhu, and he lectured on, he gave a general overview according to his realization on these principles of devotional service and developing virtue. And then there was a student who lectured, Vishvambar Chaitanya Prabhu, lectured on the same topic the week after. Then, next, Sureshwar Prabhu, who came to teach Srila Prabhupada's seminar, which I heard was excellent, right? Srila Prabhupada's. This is the feedback I got from those who gave me the feedback. I don't know if there are other feedbacks. But if you have other feedback, let me know. So, Sureshwar Prabhu lecture on Vaishnava character. And then last week, in the last minute, one day it was my mistake that I communicated too tight, and the students were panicking who had in one day had to lecture. Saradilla Rasa Devidasi gave, I heard, a very good class on the same topic without much preparation for the class during that time. Less than 24 hours notice, which is what Srila Prabhupada said, we should be able to speak on the spot. And that doesn't mean just as the American expression will go, or English, I think it's more American than British, shooting from the hip. Have you heard that expression? Shooting from the hip. Maybe sometimes we don't have a choice, we have to do it, like the cowboys. Not the cowboys in Vrindavan, but the cowboys in America. They shoot from the hip. But the idea is that we use whatever preparation we are having, whatever we are learning, we integrate it to the best of our ability in our presentation of Krishna consciousness. And Saradiya Rasa presented it in, from what I heard, talking about the role models, which is something we are studying in other courses also. So that's very good. How to integrate the learning and use it for preaching, even in situations where we don't have so much quality time for preparing, which the best is to have it. But if the principal gets distracted and doesn't inform on time, that's not a justification for me. It's my mistake, and I mea culpa, I take it. But still, devotees are ready to, okay, jump and do something. Sometimes in life, these things happen. So today, I selected, I wanted actually to, I sent an email to students' conference and to the Radhadesh Village Forum, asking you to prepare some thoughts about what topics within this broad spectrum of devotional principles which we want to cover, chanting Hare Krishna and so on, and principles of virtue, moral, religious behavior, good behavior. We want to look, this year, we want to look at these topics in the way we find it most relevant. So there may be specific areas you find more relevant. Today we'll speak a little bit about time, place, and person, how all these principles should be applied according to the particular time we are living or we are in, to the place where we are. Of course, the world is becoming more and more the same in terms of contemporary culture and values. You go to Mumbai, I don't know if you are in India or in New York, in one way, the ways how the people in Mumbai act and behave is very much imitating the West. And sometimes they exhibit, you can see in the advertisements and so on, pride of materialistic values even more than in the West. In the West, sometimes, that's not to say that doesn't happen in the West, but sometimes people are coming back already. They already experience this materialistic lifestyle, and they see it is not so fulfilling. In India, in many places, people are imitating the Westerners, and they are proud of it, and they are proud of doing it even better, enjoying the senses better than the rest of the world. At least in Mumbai, you get that impression, and I got that feedback talking to devotees living there. But still, time, place, and person, still there are differences in the way you may express yourself, in even within our movement in India or in the West. There are clear cultural variations. So time, kala, desha, place, desha, or circumstance, and place, person. It may vary according to the particular person, the same person also in different period of his or her life will express things differently. The same person may be a student, in the youth, a householder, in adulthood, and later on maybe a vanaprastha or a sannyasi. And in this way, the same person may act or express in different ways his Krishna consciousness. So before taking your feedback on the topics, I'll speak a little bit on this. I will not read all the notes I took. I did some folio research. Srila Prabhupada talks about these terms, kala, desha, patra, in different places. You find the three of them at once, not so many times, 20 plus times, but without the Sanskrit time, place, and person, you find it many more times, many dozens of times, more than 300. Of course, some of the times it's not directly referring exactly to that principle of applying Krishna consciousness according to time, place, and circumstance or person. So I'll read one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 7:38. The Bengali reads, Sava nishtarite prabhu kripa avatar, Sava nishtarite kore chaturi apar. Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport is, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in order to deliver all the fallen souls. Therefore, he devised many methods to liberate them from the clutches of Maya. And Srila Prabhupada gives a purport referring to the principle of time, place, and person, and very much referring to contemporary society and to what he did in order to spread Krishna consciousness. He had to adapt some of the cultural expressions of what we will call Vedic tradition. He had to adapt it and present it in a relevant way without compromising, but yet making it relevant to contemporary people around the world, which actually is going to be relevant even for India within 10 or 20 years, unless Krishna has a different plan and makes things very different, that something tremendously drastic happens. The way how things are moving in India is that it's becoming more and more westernized. So we will be, some devotees go to India after 20 years. They were in India in the late 70s or 80s, and when they see India, they go like this, isn't it? It's becoming extreme. So what to speak in 10 or 20 years with the speed the world is moving? Like, you know, also Indian families, the concept of family, which is almost destroyed in the West in many ways. It's true that religious, classical religions, they work to preserve it, but there is a very strong tension between the contemporary materialistic values and the classical religious values. So the concept of family in India is also decreasing. Divorces are taking place, something which 40-50 years ago was practically unheard of. There was not a word in Hindi for divorce. As far as I know, no word. They will speak. I remember 20 years ago, two devotees from Indian background were speaking in Hindi, and then sometimes in the middle when they mix English words. So they were speaking, I don't speak Hindi, but Kartahi, and divorce came in the middle. So I could see they didn't have a word for it. Otherwise, why they are using that English word? That means the values, these materialistic values of the West, which are not actually Westerners or Western or Eastern, that's external. It's actually materialistic values of Kali. They are filtering, they are getting introduced. Also in religious cultures from around the world. And this is actually a great danger. We should be careful of not buying into something which is unhealthy and which destroys the lives of souls, meaning that the souls do not get the most of their human form of life to advance in Krishna consciousness, particularly when they mess around with irreligious or immoral behavior. That's one aspect. It destroys the life of people, of family members, or at least creates difficulties for them to go through, and also creates an atmosphere, an environment which is non-conducive for advancing in Krishna consciousness. But yet, we cannot put under the carpet the world we are living in. We are living in contemporary society, and we have to face the present values. Many of us have the English word. I'm thinking in Spanish. This is. We have like the child when drinks the milk of the mother, as the children will drink the milk of the mother. In Kali Yuga, even that, you are fortunate if you get such a privilege. Many children don't even drink the mother's milk; they drink this artificial milk from the pharmacy. Many times, not even cow milk. So, as we drink the mother's milk or whatever substitute, we are drinking also the substitute culture to healthy, spiritual, human, religious, moral behavior and culture. And some of us, we just drank it. We it's not in one way from the external point of view, from the social, anthropological point of view, it is not our fault. We are born like that. Of course, we know there is karma involved, there is desire from previous lifetimes, so we are not as innocent as we may present us to be. But we have our responsibility, but still, from the practical point of view, we were born like that. Yet, Krishna consciousness is transcendental in many ways, and in regard to what we are speaking about, Kala Deshapatra, time, place, and person, it is applicable and beneficial for each and every living being, and especially human beings. So there is a special mercy for everyone, for one and all, and overall for the people of the age of Kali, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the mercy of his dear devotees, Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnava Acharyas. So We have the, it is actually a very great gift we have received, Krishna consciousness, and the idea is how to use it in the best possible way. And I don't know about you, but myself, sometimes we have to deal with these issues of how to apply the essential principles of Krishna consciousness and of a very pure tradition coming from many generations of the past, how to apply it in the present context and make it relevant without compromising. How do you do that? That's actually challenging. This is like juggling many times. You have like different balls and you have to keep them moving. You have to keep the essence of the tradition. You have to be relevant to contemporary minds and culture. Srila Prabhupada, in this purport to this verse, I'll read the verse again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in order to deliver all the fallen souls. Therefore, he devised many methods to liberate them from the clutches of Maya. And now Srila Prabhupada is showing us how he did that in order to deliver us, especially people from the Western world, and by responding to the needs of the people of Western culture, Prabhupada also spoke to Indians. Because actually, in people, you can take, there are more questions here, please offer our guest a question. No? Most welcome you are. So, okay, let us see what Srila Prabhupada speaks about that. It is the concern of the Acharya to show mercy to the fallen souls. In this connection, Desha Kala Patra, the place, the time, and the object, should be taken into consideration. Since the European and American boys and girls in our Krishna consciousness movement preach together, less intelligent people criticize that they are mingling without restriction. It is not possible to completely separate the men from the women. However, we are thoroughly instructing both men and women how to preach, and actually, they are preaching wonderfully. Of course, we very strictly prohibit illicit sex. Boys and girls who are not married are not allowed to sleep together or live together. And there are separate arrangements for boys and girls in every temple. Grihastas live outside the temple. For in the temple, meaning not in the temple building. For in the temple, we do not allow even husband and wife to live together. The results of this are wonderful. Both men and women are preaching the gospel of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna with redoubled strength. In this verse, the words Shava Nistarite Kore Chaturi Apar indicate that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to deliver one and all. Therefore, it is a principle that a preacher must strictly follow the rules and regulations laid down in the Shastras, yet at the same time devise a means by which the preaching work to reclaim the fallen may go on with full force. So this is an example, a very vivid example of how to respond to a cultural need or a cultural way of living. How people live in the West. When Prabhupada came to the West, he saw that boys and girls, especially he arrived in the period of counterculture, all the hippies were really the mood was free sex, free life, free drugs at the time. And Srila Prabhupada could see that if I impose or try to impose traditional values, they are not going to accept it. They cannot relate to that. They are different people. So he acknowledged the time, the place, and the people. And by acknowledging the people, he was able to communicate the message to them. To the extent that, for example, he went to, in San Francisco, he went to an Avalon, named Avalon Hall, which was a place where there were concerts. Concerts, and all the psychedelic youth were there late at night having a party. They were drinking, taking LSD, marijuana, and our acharya, from the external point of view, could be seen. The old Indian Swami, went to the party of the hippies late at night to the disco. So he went there, but he went there to chant, to introduce the Mahamantra Hare Krishna. And actually he attracted many of those youngsters. They became, actually many of them are leaders in the Krishna consciousness movement around the world. And they have contributed enormously to the present development, present state of development of ISKCON in many, many, many positive ways. Establishing temples, communities, distributing many books, publishing Srila Prabhupada's books in many languages, organizing Hare Krishna festivals around the world, Ratha Yatra festivals, making many people Krishna conscious, helping others to become Krishna conscious, going to remote areas of the world and sharing with the people who never had heard about Krishna, sharing about Krishna, their life, their experience. So it is, this Kala Deshapatra is extremely important. Had not Srila Prabhupada acted in this way, on the basis of that principle, Kala Deshapatra, from the practical point of view, we could say, yes, but Krishna may have made some other arrangement. But from the practical point of view, we can say, we will not be here. It was the sacrifice and the intelligence, the combined sacrifice and intelligence of a pure devotee of Krishna who was very revolutionary. And Srila Prabhupada spoke about a cultural revolution. Of course, nowadays people, they don't like so much the word revolution. People like to settle, right? They like to have something steady. In those years was very relevant, the word revolution, to do something outrageous, something big. A cultural revolution for the re-spiritualization of humanity. So this is the Krishna consciousness movement. It is about reforming the world, bringing back God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, bringing back healthy values, virtue, character, high moral, but do it in a way which will be relevant with the language which is relevant to the times. And the world goes at such a speed that it's sometimes difficult to keep up even with the evolution of the language sometimes, from generation to generation. Okay, any comments or questions on that? Because now what I wanted to ask is your feedback on topics we want for the rest of the of this year, topical classes, how we want to, what topics or specifics in regard to the principles of devotional service and the principles of Vaishnav behavior, good behavior and character, you want to discuss during this school year. Yeah, that's there. That risk is there. But yet Srila Prabhupada has been so successful that he's honored both in India and the West as a great spiritual master. Like Prabhupada is known, many people in India, other movements, they many times copy what Srila Prabhupada did. For example, the Swaminarayans, they openly say they take what Srila Prabhupada did and said, and they are replicating it to spread their message. So, yeah, that's there, that risk is there. But the point is to understand that it's true that we will experience that. Individually, we will have to deal with these tensions on an individual basis. To what extent how do I express the essential values when I do apparently externally sacrifice something for a higher purpose? Has to be done with intelligence, otherwise we may also get entangled in things we don't want to get entangled. And on the other hand, how to be relevant, to while maintaining the essence, how to make it being relevant. And being very strict when it is required. Sometimes it is required to actually be very, very, very strict in always going back to the foundations. Not just sometimes, always it's very important to have the foundations. But sometimes need to be expressed in a way which will sound conservative. So we need to find the balance. And as you said, it's not so easy. Yes, Srila Prabhupada did different things in different times, again, according to time, place, and person. So that was his genius. He was able to do that. And of course, we cannot imitate the Acharya and create new policies, new ways of doing things, whimsically, I mean. But Yet we need to be able to, using our God-given intelligence, to act in such a way which will be relevant for the preaching, for spreading the message of Krishna, and to help other people to understand, to realize the principles of Krishna consciousness. We don't want to be just absorbing the externals, the rituals, and then forget the real essence. We want temples of love, of divine love. We want that the hearts become hearts full of bhakti, full of love, people's hearts. Not temples of bricks. Of course, bricks, we may have very nice temples like this one, and there are also bricks are there, but what makes a temple is the devotion of the devotees who are in the temple. This is what we want, not just the external representations, everything very ritual and without life. I think the Radha Desh community, I will say, considering we are living in Belgium, like a place in the West, and it's a community balance in terms of having maintaining the principles. Some people say, I have heard from senior devotees, oh, it's a conservative community. I say, conservative? Is it? Maybe I am too conservative, but I don't think it is a conservative community. On the other hand, like, there is a strictness, but there is also a space to express Krishna consciousness according to present culture. Recently in India, that day I was doing, I didn't attend that part of the temple program because I was writing an urgent article I had to send for a newsletter. But I was told that there was some tension that happened in the temple because, I don't want to make it too controversial because this is being recorded and we were on the wall. But anyway, there was an incident in terms of doing puja to Srila Prabhupada, which, according to the temple policy, this will be how they interpret time, place, and Kala Desha Patra, and person. That, because the tradition in India, in some places, is that only male people, I mean, are able to offer artic. So they were allowing only one sannyasi offer as a very senior Srila Prabhupada's disciple to offer the artic, and there was a tension there. It was solved because that's a tradition, and okay, she did it. But the ways of expressing, we will say this is conservative. Come on, give me a break. Even Srila Prabhupada in India, that's a Spanish saying, being popiest than the Pope. Popiest than the Pope. This is a literal translation of the Spanish Roman Catholic expression. The Pope is very strict, right? Now we have this Pope. He was there before he became the Pope. He was Cardinal Ratzinger. He was the defendant of the doctrine of the faith. Very strict. But if one becomes even more strict than the Pope, sometimes the followers become more strict than the Pope. Srila Prabhupada made some of his female disciples in India lead kirtan, public lecture, and now after how many years? So many years? In a puja, possibly, I don't, I don't doubt it. Anyway, I don't want. I honor the here publicly say I honor the decisions of the ISKCON Indian leaders. They are Vaishnavas. They are doing their best for serving Srila Prabhupada, and they want to create. That's the way of applying it. But then, just to show an example of how things according to time, place, and person may vary. Thank you. We don't have time for a full lecture now, but your point is well taken. Please stay. Your point is well taken, but we don't have time for a seminar. This is a different seminar, but you are welcome to present it to the authorities, and if you have something to contribute, that's most welcome. Because time management is, we have 10 minutes, and we need to take the points you want for the module for the rest of the... So please, I would need to know if it's possible someone to write on, a volunteer to write on the flip chart to identify the points you would like to discuss during this school year on these topics. We don't want to miss them. We want to write them. Sorry to cut you off, but it's. Okay. So we'll be simply in high thinking now. Okay, that's good. Good, thank you. Asat Sangha. Okay, do you mean how to prevent Asat Sangha? Asat Sangha, good. Very important topic. Recently, when I was in the Middle East, some of the parents from Indian background, they were very worried their daughter went to do postgraduate study in Australia, and she was very practicing Krishna consciousness, very active, but now she's not so active. So they were concerned, and they were concerned about the Asatsanga. So that's a very relevant topic. How to get taste for Krishna? Good, decide. Okay, so we'll be, what do we say, temple of love versus temple of bricks. Can we put it like that? To bring the balance, good. And this is a topic you were contributing, like time management, finding a balance in life, or to get the most of our energy in Krishna service. Role models, you mean? Role models. Role models in the Bhagavad, should we do that? Good, role models. Yes, maybe relevant. We are talking about virtue, and we can look at specific role models. And so how you will title that will be Acharya's Now or Acharya's Now? Okay, good. Vishvambar. Life in the temple and relationship. You said presiding the Prayojan deity. This is it. Okay. Living with a presiding Prayojan deity. This is what you mean. Any other? Okay, good. Primary and secondary principles for bhakti, good. This is okay, we can. So you mean the relationship between the two? Okay. So cultivating the mode of goodness, you mean? Good. Yeah, good. Good. Okay, proper devotional consciousness, proper consciousness. Importance of introspection. Wow, it's a good list, huh? Okay, the power of preaching. Devotee full of desire, of material desire. Good, it's a good topic to explore and to discuss. Freedom from pride, okay. In practice. Good. So from Kanista to Madhyama, with maturity. Yeah? Okay. So from Kanista to Madhyama. Okay. Varna and education. Very important. How many we have? We have to see how many weeks we have. Because we need, for each topic will be two. How many topics we have so far? 16. 16 per 2, it's 32. Okay, I think we can take one or two more, and we will stop, otherwise we will not be able to cover them all. Preparation for Grihastha Ashram. Good. It's ashram. It's not just discussing theoretically. We got four ashrams that we know, the four ashramas, but then how it takes place, the preparation, how to do it. Bhagavad culture. Okay. Bhagavad culture. I think that's it. That's enough. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Because I don't know if... Anyway, we can not merge, but we can unite. We don't merge. But we can unite some of the topics. But should we? If you... We can do as much as possible. Sometimes it's not so easy to match the topics and so on. So I'll take this list. Could you copy it? And okay, can you give me a copy? Okay. So, and then I'll give it some structure to it and then follow that in certain order, whatever order it is. So, okay, I think we are done with this. We need a student for next week who will give the topical class. On the topic will be, we'll finish, we'll do again, time, place, and circumstance. I would like the student to go deeper into time, place, and circumstance. You want to do it? You were volunteering for someone else. If I can answer a question, I can, yes? Once a similar question was asked to Srila Prabhupada, because sometimes we say that we should stick to the principles, the essential foundational principles, the essential principles of devotional service, and the details may be changed or adjusted according to time, place, and circumstance without changing the essence. And then once someone asked Srila Prabhupada, but how do we know that we are not touching the essence, we're not changing the essence? And Prabhupada replied, that takes a little intelligence. So it means we need to take the God-given intelligence, and if we are not sure, pray to Krishna, consult with others, with other Vaishnavas, and then get the vision. Yes, this is what needs to be done now. Now we are in Damodar month, and there is in the chapter 9 of 10th canto, this is a short chapter, 23 verses, describing how Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna. And in one of the purports, when Mother Yashoda decided to, she was feeding child Krishna very lovingly, but then the milk on the oven was boiling, it was spilling over. So Mother Yashoda put Krishna aside and went to take care of the milk. Does that mean she was not interested in Krishna? She was really doing some nonsense? Was that nonsense? Actually, she was going to take care of the milk for Krishna. And Prabhupada in the purport says that in the service of Krishna, we have to do some things first, some things after. We have many things to do. What to do first, what to do after? Prabhupada says, Krishna gives intelligence to the devotee, what to do first, what to do after. So the same principle can be applied in that situation. If we remain connected to Krishna, chanting and properly practicing the process of devotional service, having the inner connection with Guru, Vaishnavas, Krishna, even if we are in an extreme situation, because that link is there, Krishna will give the intelligence to properly act. So this is the idea. Does that answer the question? I know it's a topic, but you could explore it if you are going to do it next week. You can explore it. And, okay, you will do it? Okay, thank you. Good. And if you need any help on that, let me know. Tomorrow for students, this is a quick stop. It's not that I don't like to be here, but we have some meetings and courses in Spain for 5 days. On Monday, tomorrow I'm scheduled to travel. On Monday I'll be back and stay for several weeks without traveling, 2 weeks without traveling. Several. But then I go to the UK for promoting the college. I'm looking placement for you, for when you graduate, you have a place to go and do something great. So, anyway. But I say this because for Kumari Kunti, if you need any help, has to be today or on Monday I'll be back. The class is on Tuesday. So today or on Monday. Okay. To end, I have some Mahaprasad from Shri Shri Radha Rasa Vihari. Very dear deities, Srila Prabhupada's deities in Mumbai. Prabhupada really fought for them. Yes. Mataji. Yeah, but I give you. Thank you very much for your attention. Please come and get your Mahaprasadam. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Bengali sweets.
They must have Bengali puja.